This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Switz with you. Hope that you're well today. Shirley MacLaine. Everyone's heard of Shirley MacLaine. She wrote a book called Out on a Limb. And she says there, reincarnation is like show business. You just keep going until you get it right. Rather sad, really, to understand that something like in America, I'm talking about 30 million Americans, that's one in four, believe in reincarnation. Now, the word reincarnation literally means to come again in the flesh. And for those people who have this misguided belief, who believe in reincarnation, it's based on the law of karma. And that says that if bad things happen in your life, that's the outworking of bad karma. And if good things happen, this is the outworking of good karma. It's natural to ask the question, what happens after we die? Is there life after death? What's it going to be like? If we're good, will we go to heaven? If we're bad, will we go to hell? But today's trendy reincarnationists have generally not thought through these issues very clearly. They kind of hope that there's something after death, but not quite sure what it is. How are they going to come back? How long will they come back? And what will they come back as? Many try to make their confusion about this matter, especially in the area of reincarnation, more acceptable by saying that Christians believed in it and the Bible taught it. But really, the Bible does not teach reincarnation. That's what I want to share this morning. In fact, we read in 2 Samuel chapter 12 the story of the death of King David's firstborn son, the son born to Bathsheba. A very sad story in 2 Samuel 12. But it has David stating very clearly after the child died, and we read it in chapter 12, verse 23, "But now that he is dead, why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I will go to him, but he will not return to me." So it was quite clear to King David that he, like his son, would die. That was going to happen. But the dead child would not reverse direction and return to this life. Now, there's other verses in the scriptures, in the Old Testament. For example, in 2 Samuel 14, verse 14, says, "Like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be recovered, so we must die." Job says, "Man born of woman is of a few days, full of trouble. He springs up like a flower and withers away like a fleeting shadow. He does not endure." And then in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 2, it says quite clearly, "There is a time to be born and a time to die." So these and other passages from the Old Testament make it clear we don't have new days or a few days to come back for a few more. We're told that there is a time for birth and a time for death. And Jesus Christ, more importantly, I want to say this, taught about the reality of the resurrection. And the Apostle Paul, he argued for the resurrection. You can read that, take some time to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And then I think the most telling scripture is Hebrews 9 verse 27. It says, "Man is destined to die once." There's a word once. Man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. So in the Christian faith there is the hope of eternal life in God's presence. It all depends on what we do in this life. If we go through life as we should, we need to understand death, that there's a judgment, and that God will judge us. And Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Peter also declared in Acts 4 verse 12, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." So these are statements, although they're old statements, that still hold true for us today, just as they were so many years ago. So don't get tricked. Understand the Bible does not talk about reincarnation. It teaches the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful memories of past days. There are many kind things that people have done for us. And we face tomorrow, Lord, with hope and courage, and we want to show that kindness to others. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, the many blessings of life. Help us, Lord, to set our eyes on you, for you, Lord, are the way, the truth, and the life. And I offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.